Welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock every morning, a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com and learn why that's who she is. It's not what you might think. Call 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time when I am live with my guests. Before I get into today's topic, I want to thank everyone who has emailed me your manifest questions. When I have enough to do a full show, I'll share the questions and my answers. Today, I want to talk about something that people ask about often: how to create a successful manifest statement. Once you learn the seven main tips for manifesting, creating a powerful statement should become easier every time you try it. I like to write my statements in a journal, and I often need to revise them once I think I have the perfect statement. Let's review those seven tips first. 1. You must speak your dreams into existence in positive terms that say, "I mean business." 2. Speak in the present tense as if you already have what you want. 3. Believe that what you want is already yours. 4. Know that you deserve to have the life you desire. 5. Know your own skill set and determine if you have all the tools necessary to achieve your dream. 6. Maintain that attitude of gratitude. 7. Put action on your words. We must always remember that when we are manifesting for ourselves, if another person is involved, that person's free will can counteract our desires. Likewise, if you're surrounded by negative people, that negativity can influence your dreams. Sometimes we need to take that into account when we are manifesting. So to create a successful manifest statement, we need to remember the key elements. Instead of telling the universe what you want, start with gratitude. For example, "I am grateful for my supportive relationships at home and at work." Even if your home life isn't fabulous and your coworkers aren't friendly, if you truly believe that you deserve to be surrounded by loving positivity, this statement will turn things around for you. Your relationships will either dissolve naturally, giving you the opportunity to fill up your life with more positive people, or the relationships will improve and you'll be amazed at how the people seemingly suddenly changed. Now, you must put action on your statements, and here are some suggestions. Very simple and easy to follow. As you say, "I am grateful for my supportive relationships at home and at work," smile. That's it. You can hug yourself as an expression of the love you want in your life. You can stand up and sway like a tree in the wind, or maybe take a walk. When you see someone who has caused you pain in the past, you don't need to grin or put on a phony smile. That could start an argument. Instead, your actions can be internal. Simply send a blessing or wish the other person peace. I promise you will be astounded at how your life transforms. Don't put a time frame requirement on your statements. By saying, "I love this job," or "I want a better job by Christmas," you inhibit the universe from providing you something wonderful. Also, you must be specific. You say you want a better job. Better than what? Better than the job you already have? Better than my job? Better than being unemployed? How better? Better in what way? Consider how you can make a more successful statement. Think about this. "I'm grateful to have the job I have and I look forward to earning more, surrounded by positive colleagues and superiors. And so it is. What kind of action can you put on this? You can get specific. You can just shake your shoulders. You can walk a little more briskly, park your car a little farther from your door and walk. And as you're thinking, you're going to be amazed at how positive your job will be. And before long, your new job will come into play. If you have trouble, reach out to me and I can walk you through some options that will bring you the results you want. Just email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Remember to eliminate those negative or future thinking words that limit your successful statement. I once limited my statement by using the word can. This is something I wrote in my manifest journal. We can create an award-winning film. Well, yes, we can. But by adding that word, it didn't happen. Not yet, at least. A better statement is, thank you, Gus, for guiding us as we create an award-winning film. The action might have been researching additional film festivals to apply that would produce that award. And maybe some action would be to hire or get better actors, whether they're hired or volunteers. Most of Be Unique's actors are volunteers. Actually, all of them have been so far. And you just have to think of different ways. Perhaps the best way to create an award-winning film is to have an award-winning script. So one of my most successful statements started out kind of strange. I had written, my office is free of clutter and well-organized. Can you see what happened there? I attracted more clutter and disorganization. Once I learned that I was using negative words disguised as positive, I revised my statement to, I am grateful that my office runs smoothly. Of course, my action required a little sweat equity from me, as I had to organize and declutter my space first. And since then, for the most part, it's remained a smoothly running space. Remember, to create a successful manifest statement, you must speak your dreams into existence in positive terms in the present tense, as if you already have what you want. It's vital that you believe that what you want is already yours. Don't think of it as being yours someday, next day, next week, one day, as soon as, if only, whenever. Think of it as if it is already yours. It is already yours. Just as young students might envision graduating from college, they know they must put in the work first, because then they can reap the rewards. They already see themselves with their degrees in hand. Why? Because they know they deserve it. They know their skills and continue to accumulate more tools to accomplish their dreams. Be sure you remain grateful and put action on your words, even if this is mental or internal action. What are you struggling to manifest? Let's talk about it on one of my live shows. The second and fourth Mondays, I am live, and you can call in at 516-418-5651. We're always happy to talk. Thank you for listening today. Remember to come back every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another Manifest lesson. If you'd like a transcript of this show, have Manifest questions, or a Manifest success story, please email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until then, stay positive and always remember, stay grateful. Bye.